From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is a Coin6 digital exclusive.
That process is applications are being processed on a first-come, first-served basis. So that will go on for as long as we continue to have funds available.
Okay, so basically until the $200,000 gets used up?
Yes.
Within minutes Monday morning, a new assistance program for people in Portland feeling the financial crush of the coronavirus was out of money. Reporter Elise Haas covers housing for Coin6 News. She joins us to explain what happened when Portland's latest aid program launched and what city officials are trying to do to get people the help they need. It is April 27th, and you are listening to the Coin Podcast Network coverage of the coronavirus pandemic. Elise, we've been hearing for weeks people need help. Unemployment is through the roof, supplies at food pantries are running low. And Monday morning, you set out to cover the launching of a new assistance program. Who organized it, and who was it going to help?
So this is a new effort from the Portland Housing Bureau, and it was going to be benefiting people and families who have lost their jobs and income because of COVID-19. And so they're normally in the housing realm and getting people back into housing. And they're not really in the giving out of money type scenario, but because of this strange time that we're in, they've been hearing calls for help. And so they were able to kind of find a way to do this. We're talking about some of these families who are well below the median income. That would be like a family of four who's living on $44,000 a year or less.
How much money are we talking about here?
$1 million off of the bat, $800,000, goes to some of the programs and entities that they already work with. These are partners that work with people who are already housing challenged or maybe previously homeless or currently homeless, and for whatever, you know, varying reasons, and they already are plugged in to their programs and systems. They know that they are eligible for this. So they went ahead and streamlined that process and gave them the largest amount of money to do the most work. And then they split off another $200,000 for the public to just call in and ask for it if they needed it. People who maybe not have been in their program yet, but are currently experiencing things that might get them there.
Just to make sure I'm clear on that, the Portland Housing Bureau set aside $800,000 of that million for programs and groups that they've already worked with, and then they earmarked $200,000 of it for people who have problems that are new because of the coronavirus pandemic.
That is right. You know, the public was available to call in and ask for help, get a one-time cash payment of $250, just a Visa gift card to use on the things that they need, whether that's diapers for their kiddos, food for the family, paying for gas.
You set out on Monday morning to cover this new assistance program from the Portland Housing Bureau. It launched at 10 a.m. What happened?
Everything that has been put out there to help people has immediately dried up and just been, you know, bombarded and overwhelmed and flooded for calls of help. It's insane. I went out to do this story, did all this research, found out who's eligible, how they can get info, was getting all of that packaged together to get out to people. And then all of a sudden, right after I finished that interview, and the Portland Housing Bureau spokesperson is like, it's over, like, that we're flooded right now. We can't even take calls. Our call lines are full. We might not be able to answer people's calls. 30 seconds later, she's like, actually, we're at capacity. We've already received more than 1,000 families calling and applying. And get this, it was all within a 30-minute time frame. That was it. It was over and it was done.
That program that was supposed to be emergency assistance for hundreds of families ran out of money in a half an hour.
Pretty incredible.
As you've been reporting on this story for 2 months now, Elise, when an assistance program runs out of money that fast, what does that tell you about the need in the community?
Yeah, every time a new program has come out, right after I have reported that, hey, this is available to you, you can access this money from here, X, Y, or Z, within a matter of a day or so, or even in this case, right, a matter of minutes, you know, I'm getting calls back from these programs saying, hey, we can't even respond to all of these people. Our phone lines are getting crashed. Our website is crashing. All of this stuff is happening, and it's because there's just not enough right now, and it's not getting to the right people in the right way. You know, it hurts my heart to know that those families who didn't make that cutoff, you know, won't be able to get something that they need right now. People needed this money last month. They needed it for rent last month. Things started changing so quickly that people didn't know what to do, and programs couldn't pop up fast enough. It is something that we are going to continue to have to figure out, because we still don't have a great timeline for when people can get back to work and get back to work safely.
In your reporting on Monday, did you get a sense of what the Portland Housing Bureau plans to do going forward? Obviously, they know the need is high. How are they looking to move forward and try and meet the very high level of need?
They were really overwhelmed with all of the calls, but realize it's because there's more need out there. At that point, they're able to reallocate $1 million within their operating budget. I don't know what their timeline looks like for trying to turn another program like this around, because that's a pretty big ask. But, you know, they said that if there's something that they can figure out, they're going to try and do it because they know the need's there. So they, of course, apologize for the people who were not able to get through or just missed their cutoff. They told me that they're going to stay in touch with me and let me know if they are able to come up with another program in the near future.
Thank you, Elise.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Ian.
Have a good day. Also today, Portland State University officials announced some of the school's top administrators would be taking a pay cut in hopes of offsetting revenue lost to the coronavirus pandemic. And World Foods has become the second Portland area grocer to begin requiring shoppers to wear face coverings in their stores. New Seasons announced last week they would require customers to wear masks starting April 29th. That does it for Monday, April 27th. I'm Ian Costello for the COIN Podcast Network. Take care of each other, stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
The COIN 6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com/coinpodcast to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the COIN 6 podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.